Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Exit Without Selling Build. A dream team, keep your business, and get your life. Backed by Richard Schall and Luke Mardigian is a practical business guide for owners who want relief from daily operations without selling, closing, or remaining permanently trapped inside the company. Its central subject is the owner-dependent business, a common structure in which revenue, decisions, customer relationships, and problem-solving still flow through the founder or principal operator. The book positions itself in the exit planning and small business operations category, but its purpose differs from books focused on mergers, acquisitions, or retirement sales. It presents a third path: keep the business while building the people, incentives, and systems needed for it to function without constant owner involvement. Based on the available description, the authors draw on consulting work with hundreds of business owners and emphasize practical frameworks for team design. Hiring stronger performers, compensation alignment, and operating systems that preserve profit and reduce owner workload. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book reframes exit planning as operational independence rather than sale preparation. A central contribution of Exit Without Selling is its treatment of exit as a design problem inside the existing business. Not only as a transaction that transfers ownership to someone else, traditional exit planning often assumes that the owner eventually sells to a buyer, passes the company to a successor, or shuts the operation down. This book focuses on a different problem. Many owners still need income from the company, do not want to lose the asset they built, and are not prepared for the personal or financial consequences of a sale. The proposed alternative is to reduce dependency on the owner while preserving ownership. That framing changes the practical questions. Instead of asking what the business is worth to a buyer, the owner asks which decisions, relationships, responsibilities, and recurring tasks make the company fragile. The book therefore links exit planning to delegation, team structure, incentives, and repeatable systems. Its distinctive position is that freedom is not treated as a retirement event, but as an operating condition that can be engineered before any sale becomes necessary. Secondly, dream team design begins with roles the business needs, not merely people currently available. The dream team concept described in the book is not simply a call to hire better employees. It implies a deliberate redesign of the human structure of the business so that essential functions are covered without the owner acting as the default backup for every gap. This matters because many small and mid-sized businesses grow around personalities rather than roles. A loyal employee may handle several unrelated tasks. The owner may keep strategic and operational decisions mixed together, and no one may have clear accountability for outcomes that affect profit. By emphasizing all the roles needed for the business to run without the owner, the book directs attention to organizational architecture. The owner must identify the functions that drive sales, delivery, finance, customer retention, and problem resolution, then determine who is responsible for each. The practical value of this idea is that it separates personal trust from structural readiness. A company can have hardworking employees and still be owner-dependent if the role map is incomplete. Dream team design is presented as the foundation for reducing owner workload without creating operational chaos. Thirdly, attracting of players is tied to decision quality and ownership behavior. Exit Without Selling places strong emphasis on attracting A players who act like owners rather than employees who wait for the owner to make every judgment call. This idea addresses a recurring bottleneck in owner-led companies. Delegation fails when people receive tasks but not enough authority, skill, or accountability to handle uncertainty. The phrase "act like owners" is important because the book appears to focus less on charisma or talent in the abstract and more on behavior that reduces dependency. Such team members notice financial consequences, solve problems before escalation, and make decisions consistent with business goals. The reasoning is straightforward: if every meaningful issue returns to the owner, the company has not actually gained capacity. It has only redistributed minor tasks. The book therefore connects hiring and leadership development to the exit goal. Owners need people who can protect customer experience, manage trade-offs, and understand how their decisions affect margins. The limitation is that players are not created by labels alone. They require clear roles, performance standards, useful information, and incentives that make responsible judgment worth exercising. Fourthly, win-win compensation plans align employee incentives with profit protection. The book identifies compensation design as one of the mechanisms that allows a team to operate more independently without damaging the bottom line. This is significant because many owners fear delegation for financial reasons. If employees are given more authority but are rewarded only for activity, speed, or sales volume, as they may make decisions that increase revenue while weakening margins, service quality, or cash flow. The win-win compensation idea described in the book addresses this tension by linking team rewards to outcomes that matter to both the business and the employee. The owner wants profit protection and reliable performance. The team wants a fair path to increased earnings and recognition, properly designed. Such plans can make employees more attentive to costs, customer retention, productivity, and quality because their interests are connected to the health of the company. The concept also supports the broader exit without selling argument. A self-managing business cannot depend solely on the owner's constant supervision to prevent waste or poor decisions. Incentives must carry part of the control function. The book treats compensation as an operating system, not merely a payroll decision. Lastly, operating systems are presented as the safeguard against owner-dependent problem-solving beyond team-building. Exit without selling emphasizes installing systems that sell more and solve problems without the owner in the room. This shifts the discussion from delegation as personal trust to delegation as process reliability. In an owner-dependent company, knowledge often lives in memory, habit, and informal judgment. The owner knows which leads matter, how to handle exceptions, when to protect margin, and how to calm a dissatisfied customer. That knowledge may work while the owner is present, but it creates fragility when the owner steps away. Systems reduce that fragility by making expectations, workflows, decision rules, and performance measures visible to the team. Sales systems can help standardize follow-up and conversion activity. Problem-solving systems can clarify escalation paths and recurring fixes. The book links these systems to reported outcomes, such as reduced owner hours and increased profit. While those figures should be understood as claims from the author's materials rather than universal guarantees, the deeper point is practical workload reduction is sustainable only when the business has repeatable methods for producing results without informal owner intervention. In conclusion, Exit Without Selling is best suited for established business owners who feel trapped between burnout and a conventional sale. Its likely readers include founders of service firms, local businesses, agencies, trades companies, and other owner-led operations where revenue still depends heavily on the principal. The practical benefit is a clearer way to diagnose owner dependency, which roles are missing, which decisions still flow upward, which incentives encourage or weaken financial discipline, and which processes must become repeatable before the owner can step back. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of exit as a matter of organizational design rather than only valuation, succession, or retirement timing, compared with many books in the exit planning category. It appears less focused on preparing a company for buyers and more focused on preserving ownership while reducing personal operational burden. Compared with general management books, it narrows the discussion to the specific problem of building a business that no longer requires constant founder involvement. That focus is what makes it stand out. It does not promise freedom through vague leadership philosophy alone. It connects owner freedom to team roles, stronger performers, compensation alignment, and systems that support independent execution. Readers should treat numerical outcomes as context-specific, but the operating logic is directly relevant to many owner-dependent companies. If you would like to support Richard Shaw, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.